Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
Hey, at least I'm honest about it. I'll grab them.
It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. Ooh, baby, 134. Leave him wanting more. I got my little boy, my little red-headed stepchild, Alex.
What is up, people?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Doing fine. Good to hear.
Doing all right.
As always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Manitail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Beyerdynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the
world.
So.
World.
What do you call it? Been an interesting past week. What do you call it? I've been under the weather, if you can't hear it in my voice. I'm
That's
good.
Funny because the weather's under the weather today too.
Yeah. There's supposed to be like bomb.
Supposed to be bombs.
No.
Oh my god.
Yeah, bombs.
Oh my. When did the weathermen start predicting this?
Such a jackass. What do you call it? It's what is it? What are they calling it? There is a bomb cyclone. Bomb cyclones.
Bombs. Still
sounds
scary.
Are you familiar with bomb cyclones?
I am not. I'm
bomb
familiar with bombs.
Bomb cyclones set
though.
To pound Long Island hour by hour. That sounds really dirty.
That sounds
when you look at
awful.
It sounds really dirty when you're looking at it. Ouch. Okay.
They're going to pound us.
Fair enough. What is a bomb?
They're
going to
beat the crap
cyclone.
Out of us.
Cyclone. Can you make my headphones louder?
Yeah.
You turned it down. I don't know what the hell you did.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Can you hear yourself more?
I can. Thank you. Okay. What is a cyclone bomb? A bomb cyclone is simply a storm that gets very strong very quickly. It drops at least 24... MB, what is MB? A unit of pressure. Okay.
Like
in
a 24 bomb.
24 hours. There you go.
Millibombs.
The lower the pressure, the stronger the storm. Okay. All right. So we're supposed to be getting some cyclonic bombish action.
That sounds terrible.
Is that like Amish-ish? Amish-ish?
I don't think it's
Cyclonish Amish.
I don't think it's Amish.
No, I don't think so either. But, you know, I figured
it's,
it's
scary. That's what it is.
Is it scary?
The drive here was terrible.
No, it wasn't. It couldn't matter.
Actually, it really was.
I almost slipped and busted my ass on the way into the studio.
You did slip and bust your ass on the way to the studio.
I slipped, but I didn't fall on my ass. That's the difference.
You fell on your knee.
I did not fall on anything. Oh. I twisted my knee again.
Well, there you go.
That was
you
not
still
the
hurt
fun
yourself.
Part. But right now... Thank God, hopefully it's feeling okay.
Yeah.
So
that is the good part.
Now the crazy thing is that I was thinking, you know, just before I walked into the building, it's good. My freaking knee is finally feeling a little bit better because I never got the shots. If you guys have been playing along, you know.
And the weather is just like, nah, we're going to screw up Brim today.
It was really, I couldn't believe it.
I know. Can you believe the rain? How dare it?
I couldn't, no. No,
yeah.
I can't. I'm very upset.
I would be too.
I'm very upset. Well, I also am wearing slip-ons, whatever they're freaking called, slides. That's
then
what
maybe
called.
You should have wore shoes.
Maybe I should have, but I was running out of the house to come here to get to you, sir.
But why am
sir?
I the early one?
You were only here like 2 seconds before me because I stopped to get us breakfast.
That is true.
Okay. That's the only reason why you were here before me.
But you could have been ready earlier than that.
Oh, no,
and
I
so
was.
So you wouldn't have to
Oh, no, no,
rush.
I was. I was sitting and waiting before
so
leaving
So then why
the house.
Did you put on slip-ons and not your shoes? Because you said you were in a hurry.
Shut up, Alex, because I'm lazy and I didn't feel like doing it. It would have taken me an extra 2 minutes to sit and put them on. And I didn't feel like going and having to find socks.
Well, then
and
you
then
know
put
what?
The sneakers on. I didn't want to
You know
do
what?
It.
I think this sounds like a you problem then.
No. Yeah, it's your problem.
It's not my problem. I was here. Listen, I left at a reasonable time. The rain delayed me a little bit, but I got here. Hold on. I still got here at like 10:20.
No, you did not.
10:30.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Alex,
I absolutely did.
I was messaging you, and you were not responding to me, and it was after 10:30.
Hold on. I have receipts.
I am still waiting for your receipts.
I have receipts. Hold on.
Because I'm sitting here going,
you
hello?
Call. All right, ready? You called me at 10:30. I got into the studio 2 minutes after that.
2 minutes after that, huh?
Yep.
Let's go to the records on the cameras, sir.
Go ahead.
No, I don't feel like
I got nothing to hide.
Another freaking pain in my
when
ass.
You called me, I was passing that gas station that is literally 2 minutes
away. You were passing gas?
Away.
Really? You were putting down the street?
No, passing the gas station, if you can't listen. Well, do your ears not work, too?
Maybe not. Maybe they're a little stuffed. It's possible.
Yeah, is it the rain? You going to blame that one on the rain,
no,
too?
No, I'm blaming it out on being freaking having a cold. I had a cold all freaking week. I was, like, miserable.
I'm yelling at a person that has a cold. I feel bad now.
It wasn't even... It was like... Ugh. You know, and everybody in the house had it. And then we were worried. We were like, oh, no.
Brim's got COVID.
No, we were worried that Haley had it.
Oh.
So what do you call it?
That's bad.
Yeah, so we took her, well, Danielle took her to the doctor. And they took the rapid test for that and for strep, right? And thankfully it came back negative for both. But what do you call it? She didn't get, you know, they had to wait for the lung tests to come back.
Okay.
So before she could go back to school. So, you know, she's sitting at home right now, you know, doing homeschool, you know, with because now the thing is if you have to quarantine, you still have to be in class. Did you know that?
Oh, you have to be on like a Zoom call?
You have to be on a Zoom call, even if you're home. So you're actually have to be in your class.
Would I be screwed because my computer doesn't have a camera?
Possibly, but she has a computer that was given. All the kids in her school got computers.
Oh,
they gave them all notebooks? Is that what they call them?
Wow, that's crazy. That I remember there was like a story on the news where like there was a woman freaking out about kids getting free lunches, but they gave the kids computers. Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
that's so funny. We can afford to give kids computers, but you're. Ugh.
Well,
I hate people.
You
want to
know? You want to know why they do the
computer thing? It's that way, kids can take it home and learn.
Well, but not just that. Some families can't afford, you know, to buy a computer.
Right, which is why the argument that woman made that kids should not get free lunches was the stupidest argument that I've ever seen on national television.
Oh, yeah, that's absolute stupid. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
It was so funny. There was a woman on, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Fox. She was like, yeah, middle schoolers should not get free lunches because then they'll expect free lunch. All the time. I'm like, gee, what?
It's
what
school, man.
You?
You're in school. It's you know, you're a trapped audience. You're not able to leave the grounds. You know what I mean? Like, if that's the case, I'm all good and all fine for, what do you call it, for free lunches for all children. You know what I mean? I'm fine with that, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
I'd rather pay more taxes and you know, at least have them do
that. How much
that.
Does it really cost you to, like, the school to have a lunch for a kid?
It costs money. It
not
does.
A lot.
But it's... Well, you got to also remember each school, how many schools are there on Long Island? How many kids are in each school?
I understand.
A couple hundred, if not 1,000.
But here's the thing. But per kid, right, I bet it's not a lot. I bet it's probably, the lunch itself, I guarantee you, is maybe $1.
Okay.
Because, like, just product is super cheap. That's okay. Because they're going to order it on bulk,
well,
right?
Well, product is more expensive right now because of COVID.
I'm still willing to bet that. No,
I'm just
here,
telling you what it is.
Lunch,
I'm not arguing that they should do it.
School lunches cost $2.
Okay.
Right. So, and I would assume that they probably make a profit on it, a small profit. So okay. I'm willing to bet that they probably cost $1. And if you tax everybody, like around in that neighborhood, how much extra tax are we really talking about for $1 for each kid?
But it's $1 for each kid in each area in each neighborhood. It does add up.
I don't think so.
Because
that
that's
much.
Every single day. That's
I understand.
Every single day.
I understand.
So, you know, do the math.
If
it's
you have
not,
a school,
it's not a
yeah,
little.
Hey, if you have a school of 5,000, that's $5,000. I understand.
A day.
A day.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Okay. So just, you know, again. I don't disagree with the fact that they should do it, but don't say that, it's not a lot of money. It is a lot of money. But, again, the people that complain that they shouldn't have to do that are the cheap sons of bitches who don't give a damn about society
we
to
don't
begin
com-
with.
We don't complain when we shouldn't get political, but we don't complain when we spend, billions of dollars on going to a war that we shouldn't be in.
I agree. I complain.
We find the budget for that. Kidding. Miraculously.
Yeah, well, there's always good, but, well, you got to be able to defend yourselves also. I mean, I could see that point of view to a certain extent. Yeah, the military.
It's too big.
Well, I don't know. I don't. Well, listen, again, I'm not going to get political on this.
Yeah, I was going to say, we shouldn't get political.
And I'm really, I really try not to focus on
that. Are you telling me that America can't afford lunches for kids?
I didn't say that.
I'm saying it.
Right now, I don't know what we can afford, you know, because of COVID.
I think we could afford lunches. Well, that's my whole point, though. Families are struggling right now.
Yeah. Well, it's true.
So I think that maybe, like, some, you know. I just thought it was a stupid argument that woman made on TV.
But there is a way for the kids to get free lunches anyway. So for those of you who are struggling, you can hit up, I believe it's Human Services or something like that. What do you call it? You can look that up and find it out. And if you get yourself, I believe they're called food stamps and you know, what do you call it? EBT or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually with that, if you have a small child or a child in school, they'll also give you the potential to sign up for free lunches as well. So I would look into that if you are struggling right now. It is a very difficult time for a lot of people.
There's a lot of people struggling right now.
I would suggest looking into that and also your local food pantries. So since we're talking about it, we might as well give them a little bit of education.
And if you can, donate.
Always donate. We donated at the beginning of the pandemic a lot.
Yeah.
GHR donated a lot. If you recall, we did that big thing. Or do you not remember?
At the moment, I don't.
I went and I did the shopping myself. We did thousands of dollars in food and supplies.
I vaguely remember.
Yeah, I was the one that picked it all up. You don't remember that?
Like I said, we had it all in the studio. That's right.
No, because I went. I worked with Walmart. I got Walmart involved.
Oh, okay.
And what do you call it? They gave me a couple $1,000s in credit, and then I put in from GHR. We put in a couple $1,000s in credit, and then I went shopping, and then brought it all to the pantry here.
Yeah, I can't say that I remember that, but yeah. You know
that's
what?
That's why we got that.
We did it.
That's why we got the Empire Award, because the senator found out that we did that.
We have lots of awards, though, to be fair.
That is to be
if
fair.
If I don't keep track of all of them, you'll have to excuse me.
This is true. Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brim Skin, and things are going to get a little bit darker.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild Z from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brim Stone.
Hey. Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters. And not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely going to pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
What up, people? We're back with Within Brimskin. We're going to get darker. We kind of already went dark. Didn't we do a dark thing already?
Oh, no, because we're going to talk about that fuckwad's parents, the fucking laundries.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't even know who you're talking about, but okay, hold on. Censor, censor.
Hold on, wait. You don't know what I'm talking about. Are you really living under that far, under a rock?
I live under rocks.
Okay.
That's how I live.
Really? The Petito girl, the Gabby Petito, who was murdered.
Oh, no, I know. Well, I know about her.
And the fiance is Brian Laundrie. And Brian Laundrie as, what do you call it, a piece of shit. And apparently, what do you call it now? So, okay, I'm going to take you a step back because I know you know a little bit about this because we spoke about it a little bit.
I watched actually a little more on it.
Okay. Here's the
I know he's dead.
No, he's not f***ing dead, Alex.
What?
Allegedly, he's f***ing dead. He's not f***ing dead. The fact of the matter is, this motherfucker, okay, I'm going to get real wicked on this because I'm just sick and tired of this bullshit. The fact of the matter is this scumbag, all right, went to his parents' house.
Yeah, okay, that I know.
His parents hit him like little bitches because and not even help the family. This girl lived with them, you know, for a while. They were together for quite some time.
Yeah, I know they were.
The family was looking for their child, and instead of, you know, giving them any information, they harbored that piece of garbage, that piece of shit, who I'd piss on his f***ing bones, okay? That's first and foremost. Then, what do you call it? There's a lot of things, alleged things. We don't know.
No, he's dead. He's absolutely dead.
Alex, he is not f***ing dead.
He's dead.
Alex, they're saying he's dead. I'm not there yet.
Look, an autopsy was done on him. He's
and
dead.
The autopsy was inconclusive. They are not coming back that it is actually him. They're saying that the freaking teeth, they went to dental records, Alex. There's dental records. If I knock your f***ing teeth out and implant them into some other skull or leave them on the ground, that's your f***ing evidence.
Hold on.
Okay? I'm telling you.
No, wait. No. Hold on.
It's
you can't
not him,
just,
Alex.
You can't just put teeth into another person that are in your skull.
I understand that. There's something going on. It doesn't add up. It's not right. Okay? For a month, they didn't cooperate. They didn't cooperate with anybody, not the law enforcement. And law enforcement to fall f***ing morons, too. Because they don't know what they confused the mother for him. They followed the mother instead of following the kid. Like, there's like a whole ton of stupid shit going on. But what do you call it? For a month, Alex, they were looking for, they've been looking for this kid. All right. And then all of a sudden, the day that the parents say, oh, we're going to join the search for the son, then they come out and within the first however long, they go, oh, look, we found his backpack and his things. Oh, wow, it's such a coincidence. So it's a f***ing, so then they found the backpack, and then they found the f***ing bones. Also, even if he died the day that he went missing.
I don't think, yeah.
Missing.
That's what I think. So I know that he went to the parents.
He's hiding in a bunker in the backyard.
No, he's not. He's dead.
Alex.
No. Hold on. Listen.
Alex.
I'm sorry, but like they examined those skeletal remains, and they're his remains.
They're not his remains.
They are.
My God.
People that do this for you were saying
hold
that the
on.
People that do this for a living
hold
are
on.
Lying to us.
Hold
the,
on a second.
The police and the medical.
Well, first of all, that entire f***ing squad of people that they have out there are absolute f***ing gobber f***ing morons.
Yeah, but the scientists that work and like examine bones and skeletal remains are not idiots.
Right.
They're not dumb.
Now listen to me. Stop because you're speaking gibberish and you don't know what you're talking about.
Yes,
No, you're not. You don't understand. First of all, there's a reason why they want to cremate his remains real quick, and there's also a reason why the coroner's office is not releasing the bones, because they're having an issue figuring out what the cause of death was, and things are not adding up, what they said.
Yeah, they said the cause of death was not, what is it, they couldn't find a cause of death.
Right, hold on.
But that doesn't mean that the remains aren't his. They had like the way that they test human remains, like it's gonna be conclusive that it's him. They wouldn't say that it was him if they weren't sure that it wasn't him.
You don't listen.
I'm listening to what you're saying, but I just gave you a rebuttal.
There is bull. It's bullshit.
How do you know that? You have people that they get paid to do this for a living to determine whose bones these are, whose teeth these right. are, et cetera, et cetera.
And they cannot make any kind of any. They can't make heads and tails of the bones. They said
that's
that,
not what they said. They
I
said they
just read it in three different things. I'm
it says
for it, now.
It says word for word that they can't give you a cause of death, but they say that the no. bones are his.
No, they're not his.
Yes, they literally says it.
They're not his. They're not his.
Where do you? Where
the kid is?
Show me one. Show
back.
Me one
well,
person.
I'm looking for it.
Show me one person that's saying that the bones are not his, or that it's not conclusive that they're not his. Because every single article I read is saying that the skeletal remains are his.
Right. That's because everybody is saying. Hold on. Anthropologist behind
the
TV
FBI confirmed that the
into...
remain. No, 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 no,
yeah,
no.
And the FBI,
no, you're
they're
wrong.
Real. Good on this whole case.
No, you're wrong. I'm sorry. I'm going to disagree with you on this. Listen, you have people and scientists were on the FBI working on this case, and they're saying that the remains are his. They are no.
Brian
Lodge's right.
remains came back inconclusive. Autopsy attorney says.
But they're
autopsy.
Saying it's his remains. It's inconclusive for the manner of death.
I'm telling you.
Okay, dude.
The bones.
Dude.
Their bones would not be ripped.
You are. You,
Let
I'm
me ask
so,
you a
I'm
question.
Sorry.
Do you think that the body would be completely freaking toast within the course of a month? Even if animals came and ate some of it.
No, I kind of think that they both got killed.
They both got killed? Well, I hope he got killed.
No, I think they both got killed by somebody else.
I don't think so, because the parents freaking hit him. Why wouldn't the parents sit and work with them then?
Well, I don't. How do we know that the parents hit him?
We know that the parents hit him. If you followed it, you know it. They hit him. They hit him. He's in the back freaking yard. Inside, there's pictures out there. There's.
I know.
Dude, I'm telling you.
No, because how? No, because he was reduced to skeletal remains. He had to have been dead for a bit.
Investigators have not said exactly what condition the remains were when they found them on Wednesday. Sources have told. Sources have said that they were bones and a partial skull. Okay.
Right. Which sounds like he was... that,
a partial skull.
That sounds like he was killed. That doesn't sound like he committed suicide.
Okay.
Does that sound like he committed suicide
I'm
to you?
I'm sticking to the fact that this guy is in the freaking... And he's a freaking pussy, so he's probably still at his mother's house in the backyard.
He's dead.
I don't think he's dead.
The FBI
and
confirmed...
And the parents?
The FBI confirmed that the remains
then
are
how,
his.
Then how... And I don't trust the FBI in this situation.
No, I'm sorry. Listen, there's people that you can't cover. You can't cover that up. You can't.
Alex.
It's not possible.
There, Alex, it is possible.
No, it's not.
It is possible.
How?
Because there's a way to freaking do. Listen, you're going to tell me that a dentist can't find a skull and then make the freaking, make the teeth
That's not how, if
and,
you look
and
at
change
a,
teeth up?
If you look at a skull, the teeth are like implanted into a skull when they do.
Right, and they could sit and chisel things down and work
you,
things down.
They would see that. You think that these people that analyze these dental remains are dumb? They're going to be able to see if teeth were interchanged. They see these things all the time. They know that these remains
okay.
are Brian's.
Okay, I don't think so.
Yeah, you don't. But
I don't
you're,
think
and
so.
You're disagreeing with people who
Alex,
literally their
it's
lives.
It's all over the internet. Everybody thinks that it's full of shit. Everybody thinks it's full of shit.
And they're wrong. And you know, there's a lot of people who also think the vaccine is full of shit.
Okay, well, I'm on the side of the people that think the vaccine is real, and I'm also on the side of the people that think that this son's a bitch is still alive.
There's no
and
reason.
And I think that the parents
to-
should go to shit. I think they should get. Burned at the stake and then piss on their ashes. F them all. Because that they did the wrong thing. They did the
and
wrong thing.
And what if he is dead?
If he is dead, then they should freaking do some dirty shit to the body. No freaking respect for that.
What if he was killed?
By who?
Who knows?
If he was scared and he was killed by somebody else and she was killed by somebody else, guess what, Alex? Then the parents or him would have went to the authorities to say, hey, someone's after us and this is what was going on. Or the attorney would have done something. Ain't the case. This kid's in the fucking wind. They know people. They spent money and they fucking have him in the wind.
There's
You're gonna
no
see.
Way.
You're going to see.
Nah.
You're going to see because what's going to happen is he'll turn up somewhere. I don't give a shit. If it's here, Mexico, somewhere, you're going to see. Because they're not even paying attention to the family. They're not watching the family. They should have been sitting.
The FBI
had somebody-
said that he's dead.
Oh, my God. okay. There are plenty of people who are not dead that they said that they were dead, and they put them in, what do you
protective
call it?
Protective custody.
And other things. Maybe they
you
feel...
You think he's in protective custody?
I don't think he's in protective custody.
Why would he be... They have no reason to put him in protective... Listen, no. if there
unless,
was...
Unless your theory is right, and somebody did try to kill her, and they had to stage this whole thing and put him in protective custody, because it wasn't him, but then they wouldn't be doing this
I'm
to
just
his name.
I just don't understand. All right, I have no reason to doubt that he is dead because all of law enforcement and the FBI is saying that they found his remains. So I have to take that at face value. I can't deny that. So I'm trying to figure out how they find skeletal remains of a man who we think murdered his girlfriend. So the only thing that I can think of is that he killed himself a while ago and the remains withered away, or something happened to him. Those are the only two things that I can think of, because for me to just think that the FBI and the police are lying about finding his remains, I can't believe that. Mm-hmm. I just can't.
Yeah. I'm telling you, there what he call it is something big and fishy about this.
I just think that there's things that we just don't know.
What do you call it? There.
I don't want to jump to. No, they're lying about his finding his body.
They will be, no, they're not lying about finding it.
I said his.
And they might think that it is him.
No, I.
They might listen. I'm not saying that they're,
if they found a body, they would be able to.
Lying
no,
about the,
they would
the, finding the body.
No, but they would be able to determine. Like they wouldn't, if it was inconclusive, they would just say that we found a body. They wouldn't say that we found his body.
They found a body not far from where she died, and they found his backpack right close. The parents found his backpack right over in that area.
Okay, but they're not going to.
And then all of a sudden they go, oh, look at this.
Yeah, but they're
the
not,
bones.
Yeah, but they're not going to use.
Let's take a break. Hold on. We'll come back to this. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimscan.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Jersey Mike's.
Hey, why you call Jersey Mike's anyway? We're on Long Island.
Well, the short story is we started in New Jersey by a sandwich lover named Mike.
I don't want no silly sandwiches that are all bread and no filling, like that joint down the road.
You don't gotta worry about that here. We offer sustenance and substance. Oh, and speaking of bread, we make ours fresh every day.
Yeah? So what do you got here?
Oh, this must be your first time. You're in good hands. Jersey Mike's never disappoints. We're truly a sub above.
Yeah, I heard. So what do you recommend?
My personal favorite sandwich is the chicken cheesesteak, but you can't go wrong with the fan favorite, the classic Italian.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Perfect. We recommend our sandwich Mike's way. That's going to be onions, lettuce, tomatoes, olive oil, vinegar, oregano, and salt.
I'll have that.
All right, sweetie. Go grab a table.
Okay.
Can I make a recommendation?
All right, listen up, kid. I'll have a turkey and ham on provolone with bacon on a rosemary parmesan hero. Got it?
You got it, man. Wait a second. That's our number 8, the club sub.
Yeah, I know. I've been addicted to you guys. I'm eating at your Ronkonkoma location every day for the last few months.
Oh, okay. But you said you...
You're going to blow it, kid. The kid will squeal on me. My wife can't know about this. She's been packing me a salad every day for lunch. A man's got to eat. A happy wife means a happy life.
Your secret's safe with me.
All right, let me pop in my rewards member number before you ring me up. Got to make sure to earn them extra points towards the free subs.
By the way, you could save some time and order online at any of our locations. We have one in Comac, Selden, and your favorite, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Visit Jersey Mike's at our Long Island locations. Jericho's Turnpike in Comac, Middle Country Road in Selden, and Portion Road in Lake Ronkonkoma.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath.
That Mane and Tail Deep Moisturizing Shampoo and Conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear Prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled Woman of the Water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear Prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting Ye Olde Shopping Centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Darby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties!
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Hero!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
Up, up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof! I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brimskin. So,
what up, people?
We've been sitting and arguing during our break.
We have been.
What do you call it? Again, I am still, I'm in denial on it. Here it is. The parents cremate the body. They want to cremate the body, and they're not having a funeral. Okay, so. You know, and they're very distraught. You know what I mean? Okay, all right. They're very distraught. You know what I'm saying? What about the Gabby Petito's freaking family who didn't know where their child was, who called and asked them anything, and they knew. They knew the whole f***ing time. The whole time, Alex.
Well, no, we don't know. We don't know how long he's been dead for.
But the parents knew that he killed her.
We don't know this because we don't know how long he's been dead.
Oh,
you can't
Lord.
Say that.
Okay, we don't know how long, but
because they mean, the what is it the ta- the they
he killed her and then he went to his parents' house in her in her van, Alex.
Okay, but
did you see? You don't know the whole freaking story.
He's dead now, so that complicates things.
Listen, he killed her,
but you don't know that for sure,
Alex.
You don't.
He killed her. He then took her car. And her phone and went to his parents' house and left her dead in the freaking forest. Okay? Then he was there, and when people said, well, where is she? Why do you have her car? He refused to answer any questions.
Okay, but he's dead now.
Okay.
No, he didn't refuse to answer questions. We couldn't find him, and now he's dead.
The attorney said that my client refuses to answer any questions. That was when they knew he was at the parents' house. Then he was in the wind. He wasn't there anymore because then law enforcement decided not to sit and watch outside to make sure that he wasn't getting away.
Okay, so he killed her and then he killed himself?
If these are his bones, yes. Or he was in terrain and he wound up getting caught and died because of it. But in my opinion...
So he probably killed her and then killed himself.
Possibly a month later. but my opinion is...
He probably killed himself the day that he disappeared.
my opinion is that he's sitting in the freaking bunker in the back of their house.
No way.
Okay, I'm
telling
you.
The dental remains are his.
I'm telling you. Okay, I still don't believe it. When it comes out and they say it and it's DNA evidence, they took a DNA test and they said it's 100% that bitch.
Well, depending.
I will say, okay, that's laundry.
Well,
Until then, it's dirty laundry all the way.
Ah, you can't fake
and
dental
the parents,
records.
And the parents should be fried because they knew what was going on. That's it.
Well, all right, if that's the case, absolutely, because he killed them, and they should, they could arrest the parents
and
for a conspiracy to hide somebody from the police. But all right, my question.
Hold on.
Wait a second. I have a question. If he was a person of interest, why couldn't the police get a warrant to have him come in?
Because they couldn't. Because they were having a hard time saying that he was a person of interest. They screwed things up. They screwed everything up. Every single bit of evidence was there, and they couldn't get the freaking warrant, and then they finally got the warrant. You know how they got the warrant to do it?
No.
Because he had her phone. So basically, and her credit cards. And I don't remember if it was because he was using the phone or because he used one of her credit cards. What do you call it? That they said you used a card illegally, and then they went for the warrant. But by then, he was already gone. He took off.
Well,
and the parents were freaking harboring.
Well, they can get the parents for harboring.
Yeah, they should.
They can.
Aiding and abetting.
Yeah.
You know, screw them, take them, and off with their heads.
And he's dead already.
See, again, I don't think that's the truth.
He's dead.
I you know what? Listen, I don't wish death on people. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. But there are certain people that deserve it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't.
And he does not deserve death. He deserves worse.
I can't go there.
He deserves worse.
Because, what is it?
What?
I can't go there only because I know that, unfortunately, when we get down to the nitty-gritty of the government killing people, we get it wrong 5% of the time, and I am not for government sanction of killing of innocent people.
Okay, fair enough. But at the end of the day, I know this guy absolutely killed her.
I understand that, but
not allegedly. The fact is he did it, and the parents are harboring and they're aiding and they are abetting. And the fact is if he is dead, you know what? Great, he deserved it.
Yeah. He's dead.
And I don't think she's the only one he killed. I'm pretty sure he killed the two lesbians that were found dead as well. And I'm pretty sure that he was going after somebody else. I don't remember all the details, but there are other things. There's a lot that went into this case. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be talking about this 20 years from now.
I don't think he's dead. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't think he's alive.
Okay. Well, here's another, the police. Oh, they had they had cameras and everything set up outside the laundry house to track Brian.
Listen,
and his parents.
The parents. I'm with you 100%. It's shady as hell. I'm just saying I don't think that the FBI is lying about the dental records confirming that it's him. That's the only thing I'm not with you on. You act like I'm like against you on like everything. Like, oh look, Alex, the parents are shady. I agree with you. Oh look, Brian is like a terrible person. I agree with you. I agree with you on everything that you're saying, except for the one thing.
I don't know, man. At the end of the day, I am the case. Just, you know, there are people that go missing all the time, and I am completely, you know, in utter shock that they don't find more, you know, or blow up more cases so that people can help,
you know,
like they did in this situation.
It's so funny that you say that because there was actually a big thing on like what is it? I don't want to say politically correct Twitter, but like the kind of like very social justice warrior kind of side of the internet was kind of like, why are you guys focusing on Gabby, a white woman, when a lot of black women go missing every day? And like that was a big argument for like a little bit.
No, and it's true. It is true.
It kind of is true. Yeah, it is.
You know, it's true. Listen, it has nothing to do with the fact that, well,
it also made the family feel like crap, though. I feel like there's a way to bring up that point without also slamming down Gabby.
Yeah, no,
which
I
is
agree.
That I didn't like that part.
I think the people get up on their high horse and they don't necessarily think when they're on their high horse, or they just don't care. You know what I mean? Because they're like, you know what I mean? It's like when with the whole election, it's like, you know what I mean, on both sides. And neither side's going to listen to the other. Instead of listening to each other and kind of making it work, you know, everybody's like, about their own cause. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
it's just,
well,
it is what it is, man. What do you call it? We're going to get off this until we find out more, you know, and when we do, we'll discuss it. But, you know, another piece of garbage, what do you call it, somewhere right over here. Apparently, the Dunkin' Donuts, which is not the one that's closest to us, but the one on the other side of town,
okay,
was robbed at gunpoint. Two older women
were
working there, and this piece of garbage goes in there. And they don't even know if he actually had a gun, but he was sitting there acting like
he had finger guns.
Yeah, it's possible. Hey, finger gun, that's my game. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You forgot about that already, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
He's like, I only produced your voice, Brim, but, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, yeah, so that's just garbage. And people are disgusting. And then speaking about other, you know, deaths and things like that.
They should have gave him the finger guns back.
What? Oh, yeah, they should have. Pew, pew.
Like, this is a robbery. Like, nah, this is a robbery. I'd be like, ah, how does that work?
Would you be like, if somebody came in and acted like they had a gun and you didn't know for sure, you would be like, yeah, F you?
No.
Yeah.
I'm just making a joke.
I always wonder what I would wind up doing, if I would wind up jumping on the person or
I'd probably
something.
Give them the money so I don't die.
Yeah, well, probably. Did you, and before we get off, I don't know if you heard about the whole Alec Baldwin deal.
Oh, yeah.
That was
yeah.
awful. What do you call it? You know, the for those of you who...
I can't even believe that something like that can happen. Like, it's the gun jammed with a fake...
It was a
blank, and then the shell got stuck, and then the blank ended up becoming a project. The second blank ended up becoming a projectile.
Is that how it worked? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't exactly sure because I haven't seen anything recent. I haven't looked at it, to be completely honest. But yeah, this isn't the first time that this has happened. Remember, you know, with Brandon Lee, you know, who died on the set of The Crow, you know, and I'm sure it's happened in between as well.
Okay, so then that might have been the other thing that I was talking about off air.
Maybe.
When I said that there was another somebody else where a stagehand had brought a prop gun home and then loaded it. They told him it was a blank and then it wasn't a blank.
Yeah, he died. His death is actually in the movie.
That, you know what? That is it. It yeah. has to be that then. And the other one, Alec Baldwin, was just a freak accident, which is insane.
And, you know, he was just like, I guess he was sitting and working on how he was going to... I was gonna shoot or pull the thing out of his holster, and all of a sudden, you know, he wound up shooting Halyna Hutchins. It's a awful thing, and she passed. And you know, so we wish her all the, you know, wish her family the deepest of our condolences. And you know, I wish things like that didn't happen, but unfortunately, this is the case. It's about all the time we have, you know, so my condolences again to the Hutchins family. I feel awful for Alec Baldwin having to deal with this now. I feel awful for the Petito family, for the garbage of the Laundry family. Anyway, that's about all for Within Brim Skin. Make sure you do all the things we ask you to do all the time. And
like, rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That good stuff?
Yeah. I'm just spent after this episode.
Are you?
I am.
It was exhausting arguing.
It really was. We'll see you guys next week.